being very deliberate about having a sense of body sitting, connecting with those touch points, feet, bottom, hands, maybe a sense of the clothing next to the skin. It's said that if you sit and know you're sitting, the whole of this practice will be revealed to you. And the late great meditation teacher Ajahn Chah, he said, "Just go into the room and put one chair in the center. Take the seat in the center of the room. Open the doors and windows and see who comes to visit. You will witness all kinds of scenes and actors, all kinds of temptation and stories imaginable. Your only job is to stay in your seat. You will see it all arise and pass. And out of this, wisdom and understanding will come." So let's take the one seat within the center of ourselves, our lives. Really just being with those feelings of body sitting for a while, not rushing to the breath yet. Having more and more a sense of the body sinking into the chair, into the floor, letting gravity support us in a relaxed way, and yet with the heat and the humidity and the time of day, very careful about sleepiness. Perhaps eyes open. As a way to get grounded, letting the awareness be low in the body, feet, bottom, hands, sinking into our seat, taking the one seat. Letting all the doors and windows of the mind be open, letting thoughts, emotions, sounds, letting it all just move through like a breeze. are you feeling your seat? Sense of pressure, temperature, vibration, noticing all the different sensations low in the body with sitting. Standing as need be to take care of sleepiness. Some thought, emotion, complex bundle of thoughts and emotions enters your room and stays for a while. When you notice it, really take a good look at it, feel it through the body, perhaps name it. And then let it take its exit naturally. You needn't shove it out the door. Letting all the visitors come and go. As you sit, being aware, naturally, when the breath shows itself as part of this awareness of sitting, nothing to force, just noticing if it too is felt within the sitting, within that sense of body. and gradually holding an awareness of breath and body together. Noticing how the attitude is. Are you able to stay grounded and witness it all with friendliness and interest? Letting this sitting be just as it is and not as you would hope it to be, expect it to be. Do you still have your seat? Or have you been swept out the window on a magic carpet ride of thoughts and emotions? If so, feel that and let yourself come back to here, to now, to this seat, this room. Ajahn Chah goes on to say, as I see it, the mind is like a single point, the center of the universe. And mental states are like visitors who come to stay at this point for short or long periods of time. Get to know these visitors well. Become familiar with the vivid pictures they paint, the alluring stories they tell, to entice you to follow them. But do not give up your seat. It is the only chair around. If you continue to occupy it unceasingly, greeting each guest as it comes, firmly establishing yourself in awareness, transforming your mind into the one who knows, the one who is awake, the visitors will eventually stop coming back. If you give them real attention, how many times can these visitors return? Speak with them here, and you will know every one of them well. Then your mind will at last be at peace.